classic final tough girl is what I had to be. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister, and all that when he gave to me. With his gun and his head held high, he told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot. With his right hand on his rifle, he swore it on the Bible. My daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot. Second Amendment. Ooh. He always played it cool, but daddy was no fool. And right before he died, he said, remember. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. That's when daddy looked at me.
Hello, everybody. Well, welcome to Ava on Air, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio. I didn't say Tufts, but you know what? You know where I am. No one needs to know. Well, the thing is, I just said that without looking at it for probably the first time in about 6 months, so that's impressive. And for anyone who doesn't know what I mean by looking at it, there's a sign on the wall that says what you're supposed to say because you have to, because, you know, it's broadcast radio and it's a government regulation. So I said it and I remembered it. You know, it happens. It's good. I'm excited about it. So sorry if that was a little spazzy intro. I do feel a little spazzy right now. I have had two exams today and I am mentally and physically exhausted. There was a few tears involved, but, you know, it's okay. It ended up being a problem that every single person had with the exam to begin with. So if you want to talk about that later, mom and dad, we can. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So you just heard Daddy Lessons by Beyonce, and I had to play a song off of Lemonade, her last album released in 2016, even though she had an album released this year, because she doesn't have any other stuff on Spotify, and that is probably because her husband, Jay-Z, owns that one streaming platform. What is it called? I don't remember, but he owns one, and, you know, of course he has the rights to all of her music as they are married, and these things happen. But today, I will be playing a Grammys-themed, kind of, pretty much, just a lot of favorite winners from the Grammys, some new, some old. I'm playing her on the radio for the first time, as well as a little Black Pumas. I know my dad will like that one. It's a good song, Colors. And I will be also playing my new favorite girl, Dua Lipa. I'm still not a big fan of the pop music, but I am a fan of her, and I'm excited. It's going to be a great show. So it's going to be a fun mix of things that I've just come to love recently, as well as just, you know, some Beyonce, some Taylor Swift, some Harry Styles. It's going to be kind of poppy. It's going to be fun. So I'm excited, and I hope you guys like it.
Don't blame me. just a little boy. Don't blame the drunk caller, wasn't ready for it all. You can't blame me, darling, not even a little bit. I was away and I'm just an arrogant son of a bitch who can't admit when he's sorry. Don't call me baby again, you got your reason. Know that you're trying to be friends, know you mean it. Don't call me baby again, it's hard for me to go home, be so lonely.
stars want to know. I'd meet you where the spirit meets the bones, in a faith forgotten land. In from the snow, your touch brought forth an incandescent glow, tarnished but so grand. And the old widow goes to the stone every day, but I don't, I just sit here and wait, grieving for the living. Oh, goddamn, my pain fits in the palm of your freezing hand. Taking mine, but it's been promised to another. Oh, I can't stop you putting roots in my dreamland. My house of stone, your ivy grows, and now I'm covered in you. I wish to know the fatal flaw that makes you long to be magnificent. What's only yours? Oh, 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 goddamn, my pain fits in the palm of your freezing hand. Taking mine, but it's been promised to another. Oh, I can't stop you putting roots in my dreamland. My house of stone, your ivy grows, and now I'm covered. Clover blooms in the field, spring breaks loose, the time is near.
Hello, everybody. I am back, and I am here with some shout-outs. Well, I would like to say hello to both of my lovely parents for listening. Hello, as always, Mom and Dad. Love you very, very much. And I would also like to say hello to my grandparents on my father's side, Bob and Brenda. Hello. I love you, Grandma and Grandpa. I hope you are doing very, very well in your new house and you're settling in. And you just texted me. Let's see what you said. You said that you're outside sitting by the pool. It's 80 degrees. Wish you were here. I wish I was there, too. It is rainy, and it is 42 degrees. So that sounds lovely. I would love to be broadcasting by the pool, and I would love to be spending some time with you guys. And yes, I miss you, and I hope you're doing well. And so up next, I have a few songs that are keeping with the Grammy trend. Some are, some aren't. You know, I just played a few Grammys in a row other than North by Claro. But for the past few songs that you just heard, you heard Daddy Lessons by Beyonce, which I'd already talked a little bit about. And then you also heard To Be So Lonely by Harry Styles. And he was nominated for 3 Grammys, I believe. And it's really impressive. Harry has certainly come into his own in a way that I don't think many could have expected from a previous boy band member. And I'm sure, Grandma and Grandpa, you remember that when I was about 12, I was a big One Direction fan. And anybody who knows me knows that. And it is really great to be able to grow up with Harry Styles and kind of see his career just progress in a way that no one could have anticipated. And it's a really beautiful thing. He's very much his own person. And then you heard North by Claro. It's a song I discovered pretty recently. It's really beautifully written, and I really like how it kind of plays around. It's kind of more serious lyrics, but with a hint of a fun upbeat, you know. Kind of love that. Gotta love that. I feel like life is serious lyrics, but with a fun upbeat sometimes. So, and then you also heard Ivy by Taylor Swift. This was actually off of her newer album, so if you're unfamiliar, I'm sure most of my college-age listeners are, but if you're unfamiliar, Taylor released two sister albums this year, and the first being Folklore, which was expected, and then she released Evermore a few months later, which is among the same theme and kind of tells the same story as Folklore, and it was a surprise album, and she just dropped the music, and no one had any clue, so I played this song, Ivy, off of Evermore, so this was not nominated for a Grammy, but... you know, it's a sister album. I thought I could get away with it. I think, just like Beyonce, we're bending some rules today. We're bending some rules. So up next, we have a few songs that I think will be amazing to hear because I've only heard this upcoming song once, once or twice before. It doesn't have any explicit words, so I guess that's the really only the requirement that matters for the radio, and that is I Can't Breathe by Her. And it's a really powerful song about... it was written in response to the Black Lives Matter movement and George Floyd, of course, and it actually won Song of the Year at the Grammys. And I think I really would like her, like the name of the artist is Her, by the way, if that was unclear, H-E-R, Her. And I think I would really like her, and I'm anticipating and I'm ready to get to know more of her music. I love discovering new music, as you know, that's why I have a radio show, and I'm excited to listen to more. And so yeah, you're gonna hear I Can't Breathe by Her, and then a little Conan Gray, and then some Love Leo, and you know, we'll just see where it goes from there.
At the same time, all the corruption and justice, the same crimes. Always a problem if we do or don't fight and we die. We don't have the same right. What is a gun to a man that surrenders? What's it gonna take for someone to defend her? If we all agree that we're equal as people, then why can't we see what is evil?
Destruction of minds, bodies, and human rights. Stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We
breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing because we do not seek revenge. We seek justice. We are past fear. We are fed up eating your shit because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, we can't breathe.
Let's go back to the summer night when we met eyes, it's like a movie line. Kissing underneath the city lights, but now you're laying in another guy's arms. Cause I'm all gone. That smile do across your mind. I know in your head you see me instead, cause he looks a lot like I did back then. Baby, don't lie, it's just a look alike. Can't redo what's already done. I've already won. Saying this time it's really love, but honey, you're not fooling anyone. Don't you know we're done? But when you look in his eyes, do you think of that smile don't cross your mind? I know in your head you see me instead, cause he looks a lot like I did back then. Baby, don't lie, it's just a look alike. And I'll admit that I sometimes maybe might about you at night. Well, I'm almost every night. No matter how I try to hide and erase you from my mind, I'm dying to find a look alike. Cause when you look in his eyes, hope you think of mine. And when you look at that smile, hope I cross your mind. I hope in your head you see me instead, cause you've been in mine every day since then. Maybe it's time to find a look alike. No, I can't lie, I need a look alike.
At the party tonight, you said you couldn't leave my side, cause you don't seem to like the way the boys say I have. pretty eyes.
Isn't that right? So we go for a ride. You cry, you say that I'll make it alright. You dance with our friends, shining, shining, laughing with them like you weren't just crying to me. But you know what I see when you're looking at me. I am reminded that we'll never be. I wanna know if you're not okay, but I get too attached to the things you say. You don't care if I get home safe, 'cause I'm just another player in your drinking game. I wanna know if you're not okay, but I get too attached to the things you say. You don't care if I get home safe, 'cause I'm just another player in your drinking game. Why do I chase you like the distant rush of a first line? Why do I waste so much time when I know you'll never be mine? You treat her right, lying, lying like you weren't with me last night. Crying, throwing a fit, but you know what, that's it. Say once we're sober, we should just forget.
Again, I am back, and I have something to say. And I also have a PSA to read, as I am mandated by the state of Massachusetts. So that's kind of fun, right? So you just heard some I Can't Breathe by her that was politically charged, and I am happy about it. I think it's a great song, and it definitely won Song of the Year for a reason. I think it's very powerful, and honestly, there is no other choice that could have won, even though she was up against Taylor Swift and I don't think Harry Styles was in that category, but it was Taylor Swift and Beyonce and then another stratospheric star that, you know, but it went to her, and I'm really happy about it. And then you heard Look Alike by Conan Gray, which I love Conan Gray very, very much, and that is a song off of his first EP, and he has had an album since then that has been quite a departure from his EP, I would beg to argue. But I really still like it, and it's that album, and I mean, excuse me, that EP is the reason why I fell in love with Conan in the first place. And I think it's very dreamy, it's very reminiscent of being a teen, and, you know, I miss it, because he wrote it when he was a teen, because he's very young. All the artists that I listen to, pretty much, I would say, I love oldies, but I would say a lot of the artists that I listen to are 19 to 25-ish, so I guess people like to listen to themselves. Maybe it's a narcissistic thing, I don't know. And then you just heard Drinking Games by Silver Sphere. That's a newer song to the rotation that I've added, and I really like it. I think it's kind of fun. It's kind of bedroom pop, as they mostly are on this playlist. And that one, or Nor Look Alike by Conan Gray, were nominated for Grammys. But, you know, I had to mix it up. I had to get some of the regular rotation in there, the little underground alt moment, you know, that we've all become so accustomed to. So now it is time for a PSA, and then I will do a few shout-outs. This one's about organ donation, okay? I'm holding the book. It is literally falling apart now, so if you hear a clatter, just don't worry. I'm fine. The book isn't. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. That's pretty nice. So if you're considering donating a kidney to anyone in the near future, you know, matching donors. Is that even what it is? Matching donors. Yep, matchingdonors.com. There you go. So, and a few shout outs now. I would like to say hi to Eileen. Thank you for tuning in yet again for another week. I love that you listen and I miss you and I would love to see you very soon after everyone's all vaccinated up and I will be partying up in St. Louis, as you know. And then I would also like to say hello to my first and foremost family friend and second most haircutter, Kara. Hi, thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. You compared me to Ryan Seacrest. I'm not sure if I'm as good as him, but thank you for the shout out anyway. And then I would also like to say hi to Jordan. I'm not sure if she's listening yet, but she is out in Nebraska. Is it Nebraska or is it North Dakota? I always confuse the two. It's Nebraska, I think. In Omaha, yes, in med school. Saving the future generation. If you're listening and you're out of your meeting, hello. And if not, hello in the future. You won't hear this. So, you know. So next you're going to hear Head Over Heels by Love Leo, and then some Maggie Rogers, and then a newer song by Racoma, which is a band that I have never heard of until approximately 3 days ago.
Ooh. if you're around like you were last year. We could work it out, just be around. Come back, won't you come back?
Hello again, everybody. I have just played a few special songs for you. You know, first you heard Head Over Heels. I don't think I did talk about Head Over Heels. No. So that's by Love Leo. He is an artist that I found, of course, on TikTok. That's a common theme. There's always one artist every week that I discover from TikTok. So, you know, at least the app is worth something in that respect. At least it's popularized some music that probably wouldn't otherwise have gained such notoriety. So that's good. And then you heard Say It by Maggie Rogers, which is a very beautiful song suggested by someone who's very special to me. And yeah, it's a fantastic song. I really, really like it. And it's just very quintessential Maggie Rogers. And I think Maggie is just fantastic. And she's also an artist that I would like to get to know better, too. I know her pretty well, I will say. But I feel like I need to do a deep dive into the entire discography and really just get into it, you know? Sometimes you got to do that. And then you heard Country by Rakoma. That's a new song. And, well, it's not a new song. It's a new song to me. And it's a song that I really, really like as well. I mean, I wouldn't be playing it if I didn't like it, right? That is pretty much a given. So I enjoy it very much, and I think it's very cool. And so next, you're going to be hearing something that's a little out of the box. It's a little FKA Twigs, which is an artist that I was told to listen to by both Maddie and Julia. And if you are listening and do not know who Maddie and Julia are, those are my friends /sweetmate. So that's going to be Cellophane by FKA Twigs. You're going to hear it, and you might have opinions on it. I certainly have grown to really like this song. I think it's just kind of wraps you up in cellophane, I guess you could say. So I hope you enjoy it, and let me know. Shoot me a text on what you think of it, because the verdict's still out for a lot of people.
Didn't I do it for you? Why don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me when all I do is for you? They wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. They wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. And try, but I get overwhelmed when you're gone. I have no one to tell.
Oh,
get overwhelmed when you're gone. I have no one to tell that way. They're watching us, they're waiting and hoping I'm not.
I woke up to the morning sky first, baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, till I'm clean.
Just one.
supposedly I'm lonely now. No, I'm supposed to be unhappy without someone. But aren't I
I am back for the final time tonight, you know? It has to happen some point. It's 8:55 p.m., so I'm not going to be sending out a little early. You'll be hearing two more songs from me, and you've just heard a little bit of Country by Rakoma, a little Cellophane by FKA Twigs. I hope you liked it. I know it's kind of out there. It's a little esoteric. It's not my personal favorite kind of music. But there's just something so compelling about the song that I just, it really draws me to it. And I just listen to it all the time. And then you heard Colors by Black Pumas, who were up for a Grammy for that, which is very, very exciting. And the lead singer has braces, which I think is pretty cool. I don't know why. I just think it's cool. And then you heard My Future by Billie Eilish just now. And that is a song that I literally just added to the playlist less than 10 minutes ago in the middle of the show because I was like, oh my God, Billie Eilish, she was at the Grammys and she won and she's one of my favorite artists and I forgot to mention her and put her on the playlist in the first place. And if you don't live under a rock, which none of you do, that you will probably know that Billie Eilish now has bright blonde hair and it was a wig that she was wearing at the Grammys with the green involved, which is just kind of crazy. So she was fronting all of us. She was putting on a show and she's actually platinum blonde and she has bangs. So love the bangs. You know, I've been a proponent of Billie with bangs for years. I just always thought they would look good on her. She's a beautiful girl, so she can pull it off. And then next you're going to hear some of my next new beautiful girl who I really, really like, some Dua Lipa. So I never really liked her, but I watched her Grammys performance and I was enthralled. This woman is a beautiful woman. She is tall. She should consider being a supermodel and just leave her career in singing. But I mean, she got the album of the year. So I think that was it pop album? I think it was pop album. I'm not positive, but she got something album. And it's a pretty good song. I listened to her album in its entirety the other day for the first time and I really, really liked it. So this is my favorite pick from that and I will be signing off now. And this has been Ava on Air and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that I would've known.
I wonder when you go if I stay on your mind. Two can play that game, but you win.